Hey everybody, tonight we're debating Flat Earth versus Globe Earth, and we are starting right now with Ammon's opening statement. Thanks for being with us. Ammon, the floor is all yours.
All right. I have a presentation, so let's go ahead and get that shared. Let me know when you can see it.
We are ready for you.
Okay, so I've got some pretty simple observations that we can go off of that can help us understand the shape of the Earth. This discussion has been going on for thousands of years. So let's talk about observation number one. One time I was in California on the beach looking out over the horizon, and I noticed that there was boats that seemed to be sinking, but no one seemed to be panicking that these boats were sinking. And so I thought that maybe as these boats were going away, they were like curving down over something. And that made me think maybe the Earth isn't flat. Maybe it's a giant sphere. So maybe there's some other observations that we can make that can tell us whether or not the Earth is in fact a sphere. You can see these two images here. I've got a boat over on the right, some sort of carrier or something that seems to be halfway in the water, halfway out. And then over on the left, we have wind turbines, which we know wind turbines do not operate under the water because there's no wind underneath the water. So observation two, sun paths move from left to right while setting. This is, I'm in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm in Utah. This is how it happens. It starts up on the left side of the sky, moves down to the right, like in this image. Which is exactly what I would have thought on a flat Earth, right? Where we're on a disc and it's going around in a clockwise motion. We should see it cut to the right as it is going away from us, as it's going around around the flat Earth, which that totally makes sense. And again, star trails in the Northern Hemisphere all go around a central point, which is near the North Star, near Polaris, but not Polaris. Which again, this kind of corroborates the flat Earth theory that there is this giant dome that is going around us, which that makes sense so far for a flat Earth. So we've got one observation of boats going over the horizon, but two that go for flat Earth. So I got thinking, well, if it's flat, then what other observations can we make? Okay. In fact, I live in the Northern Hemisphere. So I'm going to fly to the Southern Hemisphere. Oh, hey, funny story. That is the same shirt. So I flew to Australia here. This is me with an albino kangaroo. And then I'm also walking around. That's actually a debunk of Angels of Lies video that I'm filming right there while in Australia. I was actually, in fact, in Australia during the final experiment. So I flew to Australia. While I was in Australia, I stuck my camera out the window and I noticed that the horizon was lower than eye level, like extremely lower than eye level. You can see in this image here, the sun obviously also below eye level, which is weird. Apparently we flew over the sun if the Earth was flat. So while I was in Australia, I made some observations of the sun. I noticed that the sun was setting the opposite direction. It was actually starting up, if you were facing due west, it would start in the right, up to the right, and then it would cut to the left, which doesn't really make sense on a flat Earth, because on a flat Earth, again, we've got the disc and it's going clockwise around. We actually should see it cut more to the right as it sets, because we're on the outside of the disc, and it should cut more to the right, but it doesn't do that. It's cutting to the left. It starts on the top right, cuts down to the left, which is the opposite of the Northern Hemisphere for some reason. Doesn't make sense on a flat Earth now. So we're seeing some discrepancies with observation on the flat Earth. So I got thinking, well, what does it look like in the on the equator? I'm in the Northern Hemisphere, went to the Southern Hemisphere, made the same observation. Well, it turns out on the equator, it sets pretty linearly, depending on what time of the year you're there. The solstice, which actually happened recently, today maybe, it went straight down. And then Northern Hemisphere, it's cutting to the right. Southern Hemisphere, it's cutting to the left, which that doesn't really make sense on a flat Earth. Why are they cutting in opposite directions on the opposite parts of the flat Earth? But if you take these images and you rotate the outside ones out as if they were on a globe, they start to line up. Okay, while I was in Australia, I also verified that the southern star trails also go around a singular point. In the northern hemisphere, star trails go around Polaris. In the southern hemisphere, they go around, it's Sigma Octantis is the closest pole star. You can't really see it with the naked eye. That doesn't matter. They go around a single point anyways, which kind of goes against the dome of a flat Earth. But if we were on a globe, it lines up perfectly you can tell my green screen isn't green, it's blue. We're on the globe and the top would go around the north, or the stars would go around the center, and the bottom, the stars would go around the center as well, which is exactly what we observe in reality. You just fly to Australia and see it, which I did. And then here's the same star pattern. So this is in the southern hemisphere. This is actually one taken in Chile. But if you take a similar star pattern long exposure shot, you get this weird effect where the stars in the center of the shot move straight, and then the stars on both sides move around a singular point. This is not possible on a flat Earth. No amount of refraction, nor some like weird reflections on a dome, are going to get this effect, because the stars in the southern hemisphere are not reflections of stars in the north. Joe Hanvey's model does not explain this. His requires a star trail to be reflected. Same with his explanation of the final experiment. It doesn't work in reality. He never actually puts the camera inside the dome. I believe that is, yeah, that's it. I've got some other notes in there, but that's pretty much it. We went from the northern hemisphere, saw boats going over horizon, doesn't make sense on a flat Earth, especially with a crisp horizon. Doesn't make sense. Then the sun sets in opposite directions in the north and in the south, which doesn't make sense. They do this on the same day. And then stars in the southern hemisphere going around a singular point just does not work on a flat Earth. So that's it. Whatever time I've got left, I will go ahead. Oh, actually, no, I'm not ready to yield quite yet. I do have one more thing. For those of you playing at home, I lost my other... There it is. I've created this bingo card. This is the Nathan Thompson bingo card. If you would like to play along at home, see if you can get a bingo, or if you want to even take it up a step, make it a drinking game. Anytime he mentions one of these things, take a drink. Just to make it a little bit more fun. Okay, now I yield my time.
Thank you very much for that opening. We are going to kick it over to Nathan for... still on mute. Thank you very much for that opening. We're going to get over to Nathan as well. But before we do, a couple of quick housekeeping things. First, folks, if you haven't yet, hit that like button. We do appreciate your support. It really does mean a lot for this channel. Also, a couple of quick housekeeping things besides that. DebateCon 8, the location and the exact date will be emailed to those on our insiders list. I just pinned a comment at the top of the live chat. It's also in the description box where you can sign up for our insiders list. We very rarely send people emails, usually just to announce when we know the date and city for our next DebateCon, as well as include a discount code for tickets. So sign up at the insiders list, pinned at the top of the chat or in the description box as well. You can find it. One last thing. For the Q&A, we want questions that are only attacking the argument, not attacking the person. And with that, we're going to kick it over to Nathan for his opening. The floor is all yours, Nathan.
Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me on the channel, James. And again, congratulations on all your success. Starting from the bottom, now we're here. My name's Nathan Thompson, guys. Nobody special, but I care about the truth. I'm married to it. It's like a holy matrimony. So if you enjoy the truth, follow me on TikTok or Instagram, Enoch of TikTok. I'm on Facebook, Nathan Thompson. I used to run the official Flat Earth and Globe discussion. When that was deleted, we had 155,000 members. I've done over 300 Flat Earth meetups. I've met close to 5,000 or 6,000 Flat Earthers and documented it all. I take selfies with all of them. It's on my Facebook under an album called Flat Earthers I've Met. And I've been traveling around testing the Earth. I use high-power zoom cameras, lasers. I've done mirror reflection tests with the sun. I use infrared. I've rented private airplanes, private helicopters. I'm trying to get to the bottom of the shape of the Earth. And I can't find the curvature anywhere. It's very negligent, fails to show up for its assignment. What globers call curvature is just them pretending the imaginary horizon line is the curve of the Earth. The problem is that imaginary line changes hour to hour and day to day, which I will show in my presentation in a minute. But that's kind of who I am. What I'm doing right now is about 18 months ago, a millionaire called me and he goes, "Hey, Nathan, do you want an RV? And I was like, "Yeah, is it nice?" And so I went and picked up the RV in South Carolina, and I went to Florida, and I did Flat Earth meetups all across the country. I'll actually show you guys some of those right here. Let me share screen real quick. James, and thanks for being here, guys. Please take a moment to share the debate. So where's those meetups? What are we doing? Here we go. This is what Glover's claim is. That's 20 miles. Lake Tahoe is 20 miles away. That hotel is 20 miles away, and it's 100 feet off the ground. And the top of the building is 11 stories high. So we're missing 266 feet. Of curvature. So that's their entire argument. Also, he wanted to say that the sun's path was a bottom up of, or was proof of a globe. I'm sorry, but that's just perspective, bud. You guys have a hard time understanding perspective and lines of convergence. So you've got lines of convergence going from the top right to the middle, and lines of convergence going to the top left to the middle. You claim that the sun doing this proved a globe. It most certainly did not. And the horizon being below your eye, that doesn't prove Earth curvature. The flat horizon line dropping, it's an imaginary line. We've already proven that. So the horizon is not physical geometric Earth curve that you can measure to. It's flat. And again, star trails moving in both directions, we can model that too very easily. So keynote speech, the model right here. Poles. Here we go. It is so hot in my RV. I'm driving through Texas. It's like 90 degrees in here. Holy moly. So here we're going to see this red line right here. Let's go to Star Trails. Is the line pointed towards Polaris? And that's in the Northern Hemisphere. Polaris is a stationary pole star. I mean, talking about Polaris when you think you're on a spinning globe is ridiculous, because spinning globe, blasting through space, orbiting around the sun, moving millions of miles an hour, yet we have a stationary pole star you can build giant megalithic structures to and line it up with. That makes absolutely no sense. So I don't know what we're going to talk about here. We can show how everything works on a flat Earth. Your arguments were the bottom-up obstruction, which changes hour to hour and day to day. I actually found a video on my TikTok or on my iPhone today that I didn't even know I had. And what's funny is the Globers, day one in Tahoe, were claiming, "Nate, you proved a globe. You showed bottom-up obstruction." Let me check. Right here, they're like, "Yo, you proved bottom-up obstruction." The problem is, oops, I need the video. So first day, you can see the you can't see the bottom of the hotel. The second day, you can see more of the bottom of the hotel. But about a week later, we had a really clear day, and you could see the entire hotel, and you can even see trees and foliage under the bottom of that hotel. And Globers are still claiming that that proves the curvature of the Earth. The bottom of the hotel is 100 feet above sea level. This right here is showing that the horizon is not physical geometric Earth curve. That's what we were all told as kids, guys, that the boat goes over the curve. This guy just showed, is that hotel sinking, Emin? Is the hotel sinking into the lake? Should we call 911 because the hotel is sinking? That was your whole argument with the windmills, bro. The problem is you got to go out on a clear day. And then you get the bottom of the windmills. You get the bottom of the hotel. So you guys go make one observation, call it quits. You didn't prove globe religion. So how are we doing on time, James?
I have 4 minutes left.
Excellent. I'll show a quick observation here I did with the solar filter. The sun shrinking into a little dot, a little red dot above the horizon, would not happen if the Earth was curving and the sun was 90 million miles away and the heliocentric model was correct. Here we've got Brasstown Bald from 80 miles. This is crazy, guys. I mean, Globers claim we can't see things because of Earth curve. No, you can't see things because light doesn't travel forever through the atmosphere. It's attenuated by the atmosphere. The word attenuation means absorbed and reflected. So the light doesn't travel forever, and it bends towards the denser medium. Breaking news, the denser medium is always going to be closer to the Earth. So if the light is coming from 200, 400 miles away, like when you're in an airplane, you might see a slight flat horizon drop just due to the atmosphere, because light tends to bend towards the denser atmosphere. So we see way too far. Here's the moon shrinking into a little dot above the horizon. Stars don't intersect the marine horizon. Here's star trails of the Georgia Guidestones, guys. They built these 40 years before I showed up, and they lined up perfectly with Polaris. 40 years. So the wheel in the sky keeps on turning. The sky is a map. The sky is a clock. They've known that for thousands of years. That's how they celestial navigated. Here's another observation I did. Infrared, 51 miles, Kenosha to Chicago. Over 50 miles, guys, we're talking 1,600 feet of drop, curvature. We went 100 feet in the air in a helicopter just so we could see above the tree line. And you could see not just the Willis Tower, which should be obstructed by 300 feet of curve, but you can see all the smaller buildings too. So, I don't know, it's really weird. I'm kind of shocked, actually, by a couple things. I've been doing Flat Earth for 10 years, guys. I'm shocked by two things. One is, we're freaking everywhere, bro. I walked up to a dude and handed him a flyer, a Flat Earth flyer, and he said, Nathan, you stayed at my house. And I said, what? And he goes, yeah, where's your dog? And I said, what? How do I know you? And we were in Pensacola, Florida. He had moved from St. Louis. And yeah, I stayed on his couch. I'm handing him a flyer. So I used to take 6 months to a year to find a Flat Earther in nature. If you go look at my post now, I'm finding 1 to 3 Flat Earthers every single day. The globe religion is falling apart. And I'm also shocked by the vitriol and the abuse and the hate that I get from these Globers. It's like, what has the globe ever done for you guys? I mean, why are you guys so dedicated to this cartoon globe model? And then what I've learned is it's not really a scientific deception. It's a spiritual deception. People don't want to know the truth. They cling to the darkness because they hate the light. It says they hate the light because their deeds are evil. And I'll wrap it up with the Bible. Guys, if you believe in the Bible says the earth is takes shape like clay under a seal. It is not rotating. It is not moving. It is fixed. It is movable, immovable. So if you're the father of lies, Satan 666, well, of course, you're going to try and manipulate that and tell everyone when they're 6 years old that the creator lied to them. The Bible is not true. And they actually live upside down on a spinning tilted ball that can't be demonstrated. So we cooked your horizon argument. We cooked your sun path argument. I showed you how the star trails would work on a flat earth. And we talked about the horizon dropping below eye level. So thank you very much. I guess we're done here. I'll go ahead and wrap that up. Thanks, James, so much. Remember, the truth is incontrovertible. Malice will attack it. Ignorance will try and deride it. But in the end, there it is.
Thank you very much for that opening. We're going to jump right into the open dialogue. So, folks, if you haven't yet, hit that like button. Oh no, hold on, I was muted that whole time. Folks, we're going to jump into the open dialogue. If you haven't yet, hit that like button. With that, gentlemen, the floor is all yours.
All right, and we're already four on our bingo card now. We're also, it's too high. I did throw up a little bit of a counter. Counting how many times Nathan says 666. We're at one right now. You can't see it on the screen. Dang it. All right. So let's talk about Star Trails, Nathan. How did you debunk Star Trails?
Well, first of all, we're here to talk about the shape of the Earth, and you're looking at the sky. So do you want to talk about the shape of the Earth? I'll start the conversation out with the shape of the Earth. Remember, you started with the horizon being physical geometric Earth curve, and you said that the windmills were sinking. Oh, no, they must be sinking.
But so you don't want us to talk about Star Trails?
I'm here to talk about the shape of the Earth.
You cried and made me go first. Let's talk about Star Trails.
I showed you a flat Earth model that demonstrates the stars circling Polaris.
Polaris.
Said you cannot have two poles of rotation on a flat Earth. I showed you two poles of rotation on a flat Earth with the stars moving directly overhead. And then you move to the south and you see a point of rotation there. I showed it.
Show it. What? Let's see it.
All right, I'll show it again. No problem.
Okay. Again.
I like show times.
I know you like to show off things. We all do now.
Here you go. Stars. I got to share screen. There you go. All the stars moving around a central point of rotation, Polaris.
Yep.
And now we're going to move to the equator. And this is what you said could not happen, which is two points of rotation.
Let's see it.
Right here. There you go.
Okay, so
how you like them apples?
How is it rotating like that, Nathan?
The firmament and the stars are moving above our head. The wheel.
Yep. And what is the mechanism?
I don't, why are you?
Oh,
why are
there's
you
another one on the bingo.
You ask me a question.
There's another you one on the bingo. Question,
can you wait until I'm done? All right, great. So while you're over there playing bingo and not proving a globe, let me talk to you about.
I mean,
the
you're
sky
not proving a flat
more.
Earth so either. So
I already did. So,
sure.
Are you done?
I'm waiting. Let's see it. How does this show Star Trails?
No problem. These are the stars in the celestial dome above the observer. And when you press play, they move above the observer around two central points that you said couldn't happen. And then we're going to move into the south and you'll see that there's a point of rotation in the south. So we get two points of rotation at the equator, one point in the north, one point in the south. You said that couldn't happen. Well, there you go. That's how it happens. And if we could talk about the floor now, that would
okay,
be great.
Okay, so would you like to let me respond before you run away from this? Put it back up. Let's put it back up. We're talking about it. Let's see it. Put it back
You're
up.
You're not my boss, bro. Go ahead, make your point.
Okay. So because he took it down, I can't really point at it anymore. His little diagram animation thing that doesn't reflect reality was actually made by a Glober making fun of flat earthers. Flat earthers stole it from him and claimed it was theirs. He's got a magical dome of vision there that doesn't actually like show how the projection works. So Nathan, if you want to throw it back up, we can look at it. But it's just doing some weird stuff. The stars do not line up. There is no magical dome of vision over you that causes things to rotate in the opposite direction that they're moving. It just does not work. That little animation diagram software that you trust, that you make fun of Globers for always trusting the softwares, it just isn't working for you. It doesn't work. You say that it works just because you trust the software, but it doesn't work.
Are you done?
I stopped talking, didn't I?
I just want to make sure, because every time I talk, I get rudely interrupted. So if I could share screen again, he said you don't have a dome of vision above you. Did you hear that, James? Just want to make sure you're paying attention. Did you hear him say that? That we don't have a dome of vision. Remember that?
I don't remember exactly what was said. I'll let you continue.
Hey, Hammond, did you say we don't have a dome of vision? It's recorded, bro.
This yeah, we don't have this magical dome of vision that ends lights.
Excellent. Oh, if you could, please. That's all I need. Yes, humans perceive the sky as a dome of vision. James, am I reading that right? I just want to make sure I read that right. You read that? Can you see that?
I'm checking to see if I... Oh, no.
Nathan, do you know what a moderator is supposed to do during a debate?
Yeah, just make sure I'm not...
Do you know what a moderator does during a debate? You're not debating him. You're not trying to prove anything to him. Talk to me. This debate is with me. Talk to me.
I've been debating Globers for 10 years. Anti-flat earthers like yourself are a waste of time. I'm talking to the audience and I'm talking to James. James,
if it's a waste of time, why did you agree to this?
Well, because the truth needs to be revealed to people.
Nathan, James has a great channel for doing that. Debate with Ammon.
Yeah, yeah. He said we don't have a dome of vision. I just want to make sure you can see what's on screen. It says, yes, human observers perceive.
He's a moderator, not a debater.
I just want to make sure you can see. Ammon, can you see this? It says humans observe.
Yes, I'm looking at that AI overview.
Excellent. Yes. Great. So when you said we don't have a magical dome of vision above us, AI overview disagrees with you. Also, if you go to Stellarium, which is your globe Earth software, and you click this, it's an azimuthal grid of vision. It's a dome of vision that it puts above you. So this is what I run into every time. People who lie, or either people who are misleading people.
There's another bingo.
Or people who are misleading people because they themselves don't know the truth and haven't done the research. So there you go. Something new every day. And
I got a bingo straight up. I've got 5 in a row. Bingo.
This is embarrassing, dude.
It is embarrassing for you.
That was embarrassing for you. You tried to prove the horizon was Earth curve. I showed you it's a morphing horizon, changes hour to hour and day to day. You said we wouldn't have 2 poles.
Are you running away from the topic again? Because I would like to address your dome of vision again. That's what we're talking about.
Well, you said we don't have one. So now we have one?
I didn't say that. So
you did. See, now you didn't say it.
No. What did I just say to you?
The reason I Googled, does the observer have a dome of vision above them, is because you said we don't have a dome of vision.
Correct. And I stand by that. There's no magical dome of vision that bends the light in magical ways. Because in the thing, pull it back up. You're already sharing. Pull up your software that you trust so much. Pull it up. Pull it up. Let's look at it again.
Come on, you're going to have to learn how to do your own research and make your own claims, bro. I'm not doing everything for you. So
it's your claim. It is your claim. I want you to pull up your claim. So we can look at it. Are you not willing to show your own claim here on screen? Do you not stand by your own claims? Or are you just going to let random things flash up on screen and hide them and hope that no one notices?
Are you here to talk or prove your globe religion? Are you here to
I'm here to talk about your proof that you brought up and are now too scared to show.
I'm not scared of anything. You show some proof of your globe religion, bro.
Then bring up your tool that you brought up. I would like to talk about your tool. I said that star trails in the south do not work. You said, yes, they do. Here is my proof. And now you won't show that proof again. Let's see the proof. Show?
I already showed all the proof in the opening, dude. So
Okay. I do want
to
see it again so we can look at it because you showed up for 5 seconds, talked about it, didn't let me talk, and then you put it down.
What was that?
In the name of charity, Nathan, it would be good if we could dissect it, if you guys could dissect it together, as Ammon's requesting.
I know. I want to talk about the Earth, bro.
But I think Ammon just wants to respond.
Okay, he can respond without me and bossing me around. So go ahead and respond, Ammon, and then we can talk about the Earth and the shape of the Earth.
You don't stand by your proof?
Is that your rebuttal?
No, I would like to. I would like to talk about it while it's on screen. My rebuttal is that software is making fun of flat earthers, made by someone, a glober, making fun of flat earthers, and it makes it requires lights to bend at almost 90-degree angles around the dome in order to make things work. Yes, it does. You can't just shake your head because you're too chicken to pull it up.
I'll pull it up for you. Here you go. And then you
thank you. There we go.
There you go.
Okay, there we go. All right. Put it in the south. Put it in like Australia or something.
Oh, we'll get there. So here's at the equator. You got 2 points of rotation, and then it's going to move towards the south, and you're going to have one point of rotation right there. Okay?
Okay. Can you? Okay, now we're pausing it there. Okay, why do those purple stars, if you let it go, why do they start moving backwards in the sky? Why is it? Because those stars now are on the other side of the dome. The stars have to bend all the way up around the dome, back around, and then back into your dome of vision there. It just doesn't work. This was made by, and now I can see, I couldn't remember his name, Walter Bislin. Walter Bislin made it, and if you go to the original, it actually says, I made this to make fun of flat earthers. Witsit, you can't use it. He calls Witsit out by name, the person that made this. I know he did, because you can look at the code and see exact same. This does not work. It requires your light to bend from once, because those purple stars you see there are actually on the other side of the dome, the far side of the dome. That's why they're lower the horizon and moving the other direction, is because this is claiming that somehow the light transfers all the way up over the dome, back around. In fact, it needs to refract like 180 degrees backwards towards the original location. So it just doesn't work. Doesn't work. We can continue. We can go on to horizons if you want to now, Nathan. Excellent. I've had my fill of debunking this one.
So, is the horizon physical geometric Earth curve based on the height of the observer?
Nope, it's optical.
Oh, okay. So, if the horizon is optical, well, then windmills disappearing behind the horizon is just an optical effect.
Everything's optical, Nathan. That's how you see things. Everything goes through optics.
Real quick, though, you said the horizon's not based on observer height.
No. I didn't say. No, wait. I didn't say it's not based off of observer height. You asked if it was optical. I said it was optical. It does also, based off of observer height, atmospheric conditions, and things that are in front of you, those all affect the horizon, because the definition of horizon is where the ground appears to meet the sky. That is correct. So where it appears can change based off of optical effects. You can stop sharing your screen so we don't watch your search history too.
I'm not worried about it. Gio,
we know that you're not Check worried about us How seeing things on your computer, horizon? Nathan.
I'm not. Can we stick to this? How far is the horizon for a six-foot observer? It says for
it's
a
6-foot
observer. Can you hear me, James?
Yes.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You just stopped talking.
I keep getting talked over. I'm sorry. So I asked him, is the horizon based on the observer height? Is the distance to the horizon based on the observer height?
And what did I say, Nathan?
You said no.
Nope, I did not. I said it does. I said it is optical, but it also matters the observer height. You are strawmanning me and you're lying about what I'm saying. It does matter observer height, Nathan. It is just also optical because you look at it with optics. It's optical.
But does it change?
Does what change?
Does the distance to the horizon change?
Based off of optics, yes, because the atmosphere refracts the light. We both agree that atmosphere refracts the light.
All right. Well, it says right here, for a 6-foot observer standing at sea level, the horizon is approximately 3 miles away.
Yeah, approximately, depending on how the refraction comes out to it.
Okay, got you. And how much can refraction change the curve of the Earth?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Hey, Nathan, stop sharing your screen for a second so we can actually talk in front of the audience so they can see you. I spent an entire week making this costume. I want people to see it.
I'm sorry, bro. What you want is not in my itinerary. So check this out.
Not your itinerary? Do you know what an itinerary is?
Yeah, it's things we're going to do in this debate. So. All right, advanced Earth curve calculator. How far can refraction change the horizon?
I think it's funny that you'll use Walter Bislin for this, but you downloaded the copy onto your own computer for the other Walter Bislin software.
All right, so can we talk about the horizon, or are you just going to do more waffling and sophistry, bro? I want to show you how if the observer height is 6 feet. We've got to change it over here to meters and feet. 6 feet. You're going to get a distance on surface to the horizon of 3 miles. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take refraction and we're going to invoke standard refraction, which is 0.13. And it goes from 3 miles to 3.2 miles.
Yep. Great. Glad we agree on how refraction works.
Okay. So you think with refraction, it can change, what, 0.2 of a mile?
It can change quite a bit, but yes.
Okay. Well,
so
real quick.
So you invoked standard refraction. That's like, I'm not sure.
Oh, well, I am. Harvard did a study, and it's twice the Gaussian coefficient of K. Do you know what the Gaussian coefficient of K is?
Nope.
Well, you're going to learn. You learn something new.
Explain
every day.
It. Explain I will. It.
Don't worry, bro.
Let's go. Come on. What is it?
I'm about to tell you, dude.
And
you just got to relax. I hope you're taking notes. The Gaussian coefficient K is 0.13, standard refraction. So thanks for playing. That means that the refraction can go up to 0.26, which we'll do that for you guys. Because I want to show how ridiculous this globe religion is. Because they're invoking imaginary amounts of refraction to say that the Earth looks flat. So we'll go to 0.26. And now you go to 3.49. So 3.5. So it went from 3 miles to 3.5 miles. The problem is, like, for example, I've got an observation over a lake from a one-foot observer. A one-foot observer would have standard refraction, putting it at 1.3 miles with standard refraction. Now we're going to invoke the max amount of refraction according to Harvard, which is twice the coefficient of K, and you get 1.42 miles for a one-foot observer. Now, this is where things get interesting. Am I not screen sharing?
You're not screen sharing right now.
Oh, okay. I was just going over the math with everyone on the Walter Bislin Earth Curve Calculator. But here's a laser test or light test over a lake. This is a one-foot observer. I just showed on the Walter Bislin calendar, right here. Yeah, let's do it again real quick for the audience. We got refraction at 0.26, and we've got observer height at 1 foot. That goes a 1.4 distance on surface, guys. This is heavy refraction, making the Earth look super flat, according to the Globers. The problem is we're not seeing 1.4 miles. This light on the left is 3 miles. This red light is 5 miles. This blue light is 7 miles. And the light way over here on the left is 8 miles away. So we're not talking 1.4, 1.2, 1 mile. We're talking 3, 5, 7, and 8 miles away. So I rest my case, bro. You're cooked.
Is it my turn yet?
Hammond, any thoughts?
Thank you. Okay, I was just waiting patiently for him to get done. Nathan, that lake, what lake is it?
It was a frozen lake in North America. I got the video, but
which
I don't
lake
know.
Was it, Nathan?
Look up frozen lake test. I don't know the exact name of the lake. I don't know the guy.
Okay, great.
I don't know what
it was. The Salt Lake. It's like a mile away from my house. It's fine. Just think it's fun. Okay. So what is the Harvard paper that you read that talks about the maximum amount of refraction possible? Can you cite that source?
Yeah, I just don't have it handy, but if you want, I can.
Oh, that's okay. Great.
I can send it to you.
That's I can't find it when I do a basic Google search. So it might not be easy to find. So I was hoping that you had something to back up your claims. Because as I understand it, refraction can get pretty intense, not just like a mile or two, at least from this up to like 33 to 35 arc minutes, which is like 0.5 degrees. So I don't believe, I don't know what Harvard thing you're talking about. You can't bring it up. So extraordinary claims made without proof can be dismissed without proof.
You're the one saying we live on a globe, but the atmosphere extends the physical geometric horizon that is at 3 miles for a 6-foot observer to beyond 9 miles for a 1-foot observer. So if that's what you want to believe, you got to email Google and say, hey, bro, you need to.
I mean, you can't even tell me the lake that was on. But you expect me to believe that experiment?
That test was 8 miles. You want me to show you my test over Lake Tahoe that was 20 miles, 1 foot off the water?
the test that you weren't pointing in the right direction?
Sure, let's do it. Sure, let's do it. We'll go ahead
show and show that one. Yeah, because that one you weren't pointing in the right direction.
What do you think? I didn't look over the water.
Yeah, I think you were pointed the wrong direction.
Okay, well,
let's look at it. Let's see it.
Let me show you what I was pointed at.
Is this the one that was at nighttime and it was light? You used like a light. Is that the one you're talking about? You had a buddy on the other side, had a light, and you like put the camera next to the water.
Yeah, I have this flashlight right here.
It's so that one you weren't pointed in the right direction. The observer was pointed almost east, whereas you said that he was supposed to be pointing south. So the observer was pointed in the wrong direction, saw a light that was on a hill.
I thought we were going to watch the observation.
You're not pulling it up.
All right, well, here it is right here. This is the flashlight I used, guys. 200,000 lumens, and then I paired that with a Fresnel lens because the light, it's dispersing in all directions like a cone. But what lighthouses do is they use a Fresnel lens, and you can look up lighthouses. They debunk the Earth curve all day. Just look up the visibility distance for the lighthouse and how tall the lighthouse is above the ground, and it will debunk the Earth curve. So I wanted to make my own lighthouse, 1 foot off the ground. I called it Operation Lighthouse. We went to Lake Tahoe. And this is me on the kayak boat launch, 1 foot off the ground. And he said I wasn't shining in the right direction.
No. Your observer wasn't looking in the right direction.
How do you know that?
Because I already looked at this.
Okay, well, every time I pan my light from left to right and right to left, you can see it in the video.
All right, let's see it.
Back and forth. So...
Dude, I'm a foot off the water.
I'm on the phone with them, and they're saying you can see it. You can see the water splashing above my head. And they're on the other side. They're on the other side.
Show the other side. All I saw was, the other side is what matters. You were just showing that you shined a light at the water. Show the other side where you were panning it left to right, and they were syncing it up with your video, making sure that it was the right light. You didn't even show the light on the other side of the water. You just showed yourself shining the water shining the light at some water. That was freaking ridiculous. Go show the other side.
I don't think I have.
No, do it right now. Show it right now, right here. This is the debate. You said, here's where we made the super long distance observation. And then you just shined a flashlight at the ground.
I'll show it. Don't worry. You think I don't have the video? Relax, bro.
I know you have the video. You just didn't show it.
And then you can eat crow. So relax. Let me pull it up.
Okay, great.
Here it is.
You're not sharing anything. You're not sharing anything.
Just relax, bro. Okay?
Here it is, and I'm still looking at your face.
Sure. Is it still on?
There it is.
Go from left to right.
It's a little bit too dark.
I just saw a flash.
There it is again.
I see it.
Okay, so from 20 miles, my flashlight's going to look like a little speck of dot in the distance, but when we panned left and right, you could see it, and before I turned my light on, there was nothing there. So 20 miles. Horizon should be at 1.2 miles. Let's go to maximum refraction. Let's go to the Earth curve calculator and see what maximum refraction is doing for your globe religion. Oh, I think that's on Chrome. Okay, so for a 1 foot observer, let's go. I mean, look how far the reflection. Let me put this back on. It's so hot in my RV right now, guys. I'm sorry. I'm dying. Dude, Zoom is glitching out for me. Here we go. So for a 1 foot observer, right? We go to no refraction, 1.2 miles. We invoke standard refraction, which is standard. I mean, and it's not Lake Tahoe, guys. Lake Tahoe's 6,000 feet above sea level. So it's not the amount of refraction or distortion you're seeing at sea level. This is why I went to Lake Tahoe. So you could Google, is there more refraction in the atmosphere? the higher up you go, or is there less refraction? It's going to tell you that there's less refraction, there's less atmosphere, there's less stuff in between you and the distance to distort what you're looking at in the distance. And so we'll go from standard refraction here, 1.3 miles, to double standard refraction, 0.24. Now we're at 1.4 miles. Let's see how far we got to increase standard refraction to get to 20 miles. Standard refraction is now 0.98. And we're at 10 miles. So unless we slide the refraction bar all the way over to get a distance on surface of 125 miles with an imaginary amount of refraction, making the radius value of the Earth, look, this is where it gets good. That makes the radius of the Earth 39 million miles, when the actual radius is 3,000 miles. Are you guys seeing this? It's 39 million mile radius. So the heliocentric model has been falsified by this observation. You can't invoke imaginary amounts of refraction that don't exist in nature 6,000 feet above sea level to claim we would see 20 miles from a 1-foot observer.
Great. You ready? Ready? Your boy wasn't facing in the right direction. When he walked up on the water, he was very clearly facing east.
All right. So, yeah, my friends that were on Lake Tahoe with me for a week making these observations didn't know where to look. And what were they seeing? Some other flashing light in the distance?
They were just seeing houses up in the distance. That's why it was so far.
And the light from the house flashed perfectly every time I put my camera left to right, left to right.
Did it? I saw some pixels, but it didn't like line up, bro, with anything.
Unbelievable how disingenuous these globers can be in their globe costumes. So is that all I got?
My globe costume. This is my Nathan Thompson costume. I made this for you, Nathan. You love it, don't you?
It's kind of weird.
It is. It is absolutely weird.
Any other thoughts from today's debate that you guys would like to touch on before we go to the Q&A?
I think worth mentioning the sun and the perspective, because he was trying to claim that proved his globe religion. If you guys just Google lines of convergence, you're going to see the lines on the left go from the left to the right. That is an apparent movement. Streetlights will do this. They're not actually moving from left to right. That's lines of convergence converging to a central point, a vanishing point. And the sun does the same thing. The stars do the same thing. The moon, airplanes, streetlights, birds that fly over your head, they all obey the laws of perspective. So this is not a cardinal direction that the sun is moving to match your globe religion. This is just dropping due to perspective, and it's getting farther away.
Nice strumming. That's not what I said. So, so my claim was on the same day, looking at the same direction. Yeah, that has nothing to do with the picture that I showed.
So perspective has nothing to do with the sun setting?
That doesn't have anything to do with the explanation for what I showed it, how it is moving left to right in the northern hemisphere, but right to left in the southern hemisphere. Right. So on your little image here from your art book, the sun starts in the center line above the two. And then by the time it is set, it's almost over by the one. That is the opposite of what you said is happening. This is in the southern hemisphere. When you are looking west, while it sets, the sun starts above you, above the two. And then it will set almost to the one. It is moving from right to left, contrary to what you are talking about here with your art book.
No. Like, check
this
out.
Yeah.
Can I respond? I let you finish. So
yeah, go for it. Sorry. I apologize.
I know. Sorry. All right.
I apologize.
No problem. So if this two, this person right here, this observer, is looking west and he's north of the equator, that would mean the sun is going to be on his left-hand side. So you're going to see the sun going from the top left to the bottom right, which is exactly what we observe. It's what he showed in the north. And then when you went to the south, this two is now on the left side. The sun is to his right. So it's going to obey the lines of convergence on the right side of this two, and it's going to go from the top right to the center. And then you said when you're at the equator, it goes directly over your head and straight down. Well, if this two is at the equator and the sun's coming over his head, it's just going to go straight down towards the horizon. This is just you not understanding perspective, and I don't want to argue about it. I just wanted to explain it for the audience. There you go.
How come you didn't listen to me? The sun started above the two in the center, above my green screen thingy. Let's see if I can turn this off. There we go. Sun started in the center above the two, moved down to the left over the one. That is not what you showed it, how it's supposed to happen. You showed it going on the top right, going to the center, which it doesn't do. It starts in the center and moves to the left. So that's opposite of what you said it was going to do.
Do you want to say that, or do you want to prove that with some evidence?
Did you not see my image?
Not
I can't
yet.
See any image.
No. Okay. It was in my opener. Let me share it again. There it is.
If you haven't yet, folks, hit that like button. We do appreciate your support. And then I'm switching over to screen share. It's not ready yet. We're still not seeing it yet, Ammon, but I can switch it back.
Share. There we go.
There we go. All right.
All right. So, over the top, this is looking a little bit more left, but see how the sun doesn't end in the center of your vision? It ends over to the left. If what you were saying was true, the sun would have to end in the center of the vision, not over to the left, right? If what you were saying was true, it is perspective. Right. Stop talking. If what you were saying is true, it is perspective, then no matter where you are left to right, it should go into the center where the vanishing point is. However, this is not a factor of perspective. It is moving from the top right over down to the bottom left.
Okay, that could just be due to where you screenshotted the picture. I mean, the sun could be in center frame and you just screenshotted it towards the left.
So you're calling me a liar?
No, I'm just saying it could be due to the snapshot or the screenshot where you took it. But this is exactly what I showed with perspective. If the sun is to the right of the two, then it's going to obey the lines of perspective to the right of the two, going from the top right towards the center. And if the sun is to the left,
it didn't go towards the center, Nathan.
That's what it is, moving from the right to the left. That's your whole
towards the center, Nathan. Your claim is it's moving towards the center.
If the observer looks directly at the sunset, the sun's going to set in the center. This is just due to your screenshot being off.
No, not from my observation, no.
Okay, well.
Great. That's all you've got is just to call me a liar. That's fine. You can just say that I'm lying and that you don't believe me.
That's all I did the whole debate. I didn't show 20-mile observations. I didn't show models of the stars moving in different directions at two poles.
You showed a Glober model that is making fun of the flat Earth. You showed a 20-mile observation where your dude was looking in the wrong direction. You showed software that requires the light to bend 180 degrees backwards magically. You didn't show anything, Nathan.
All right, I guess we're going to Q&A, James. I didn't show anything. Sorry. I'll come better prepared next time.
You should. I appreciate your apology for not coming prepared to a debate that you had 3 weeks of preparation for.
We'll jump into the Q&A if you guys would like. Thanks for your questions, folks. Yeah. We've already got a decent list already. And a couple of quick housekeeping things. If you haven't yet, hit that share button if you know of people who might enjoy this debate, as well as if you were near the Los Angeles area, like the metro more broadly, or Las Vegas or Phoenix, we are going to be filming a 5-on-5 in real life discussion here in Los Angeles. Check out at the bottom right of your screen the email. If you want to participate, is moderndaydebate@gmail.com. And with that, we're going to jump into the Q&A. So thank you very much for this question. And we do, of course, want questions that are related to the topic. This one from LJ says, we still can't go see rockets land on Earth in person. I think this is for you, Ammon, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can.
This one from IC Spin. Says Nathan, Goose, my favorite childhood game. Oh, I see. What's the duck story? Nathan, you like ducks?
Yeah, James, I was lied to by some YouTubers. They flew me into LA, and they said that they were Harvard students. They were not. They said they were working with the Travel Channel. They were not. They said I was there for a debate. I was not. I showed up for filming, and they started folding toilet paper to the moon, and then they put on duck suits because that's what Globers do. They lie to me to get me fly across the country and then embarrass themselves. Really, the real trick would have been proving Earth curve, not folding toilet paper to the moon, but Globers cling on to this and they can never let it go. They'll never let it go because, I don't know, it's weird. They're just obsessed with flat earthers. So that's what happened, James.
More to the story is they were doing an experiment that required him to, like, be grounded or whatever, and they made him put on a duck suit for that, and he totally believed them.
I see. Kango44 says, question for Nathan, are you concerned on TikTok about child safety? Do you think that there might be people that are trying to use this to groom people? Like, I don't know if they mean like world elites or what, but.
Well, I think on TikTok, all the panels I've been on don't let people who are underage come on panel. Of course,
that's a lie, Nathan. You know it's a lie. You were on with the child and you were shirtless.
Actually, relax.
Showing off for the child saying, do you like this? Do you like it?
No, that never happened.
That did happen, absolutely. Tiffany's right. Got
the video. I'll send you $100 on Cash App. Pull up the video. I'll send you $100 on Cash App right now if you want to pull up the video of me showing off my muscles or something to a 13-year-old. The kid was 13. I said, if you go tell your parents, you're talking about...
Oh, you knew his age.
He said, yeah. And we said,
all right, hey, let's move on.
Real quick, James. There was this one time, right, that I can remember where we said, if you go talk to your parents and tell them you're asking flat earth questions on TikTok, we will allow it. And so that was one time. It depends on the host, but most hosts, like 99% of them, do not allow that.
All right, this one from...
Just the ones that you like.
Real Cygnus says, enable the light paths. Nathan, what does this mean?
I don't know. What do you say?
They said, enable the light paths.
I don't know. It's incoherent.
I know. Can I answer?
Sure. What are the light paths about?
It's on his Walter Bislin, the dome thingy that he was showing that was made by Walter Bislin to make fun of flat earthers. There's a setting where you can check on the path that the light has to travel in order to get to where it's going, and it will obviously show the light having to bend up and around the dome and back in. I actually didn't know that tool had that option. What is it? Dome of vision?
Azimuthal grid of vision.
I'm just trying to find the tool that Walter Bislin made.
In the meantime, Kango44 says, Nathan, since you trust AI overview so much, ask the AI overview if the Earth is flat.
I don't need AI to tell me what the shape of the Earth is. Either it's curving in all directions.
You've been using it this entire time.
Either it's curving in all directions at a specific rate due to the radius value, and what we see in nature matches that, or it's not curving in all directions at a specific rate due to the radius value, and, well, it's not. So we see too far.
This one from Real Cygnus says, Nathan, pull up the Harvard toilet paper experiment. You guys familiar with this?
Oh, that was what Nathan was talking about, folding the toilet papers.
Yeah, James, the guys who lied to me said they were with the Travel Channel and that they were Harvard students, but they weren't. They were just YouTube pranksters that believed in a globe because they, you know.
Jack City says, has the final experiment been explained on the flat Earth as of yet?
Yeah, I mean, I got a dome right here. You can model star trails. You can model sunsets or the rainbows. We can model the 24-hour sun in the north. We can model the 24-hour sun in the south with Joe Hanvey's dome. If you're not following Joe Hanvey, go check him out. He's great.
Gotcha. This one from... All
right, I've got it right now.
Ready for you.
The turn on. Yeah, I've got it. So this is what that super chat was talking about. You can scroll down. This is the original Walter Bislin one that Nathan Thompson stole. And if you turn on the path that the star has to take, this is what that super chat was saying. I didn't know that. So right here, this star, in order to be seen over here, the path has to go up and around all the way around. It has to turn around in order to be seen in the right direction, which is like, see these ones over all the way over here have to come up and around all the way around and enter back through the back. And that's just absolutely ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Joe Hanvey's model does not show this. The Hanvey model that Nathan was just pushing doesn't show this. This is made to make fun of flat earthers by Walter Bislin. Okay, and he even calls some of them out by name, saying, don't use this, flat earthers, it's making fun of you. So that's what the super chat was talking about.
We can continue. Just to wrap it up, yeah, a Globehead didn't make a completely 100% accurate video game that depicts everything observed on a flat earth. Breaking news.
You still use
oh,
it.
No. Oh, no.
You still use it.
I'm back to being a Globehead.
You still use it. You still used it.
Thank you so much. I'm a Globehead. Walter Bislin says this is not for flat earthers to use. Riveting.
I mean, you just said it's not 100% accurate at the debunk of what you said, yet you're still bringing it up. You know that it's not 100% accurate. You know that stars have to go over 180 degrees back and around to be seen, yet you still push it? It's ridiculous, Nathan.
This one from Goofy the Cat says, ADHD, do you think the homemade Dave vid, let's see, I don't know what that means. Who's Dave?
I don't know.
Really?
I wonder if they're talking about David Weiss and his leaky app that leaks your information.
This one from Squeak Eye says, Nathan, explain why you can't see Polaris from Australia, though there are stars we can see from both hemispheres. Also proved the Southern Pole, by the way.
You can't see Polaris, which again is a stationary pole star, James. Bringing up stationary pole stars to prove we are blasting through the universe at breakneck speeds, to me, doesn't make any sense. But if they want to know how it works on a flat Earth, it's because you're too far away. I showed that here. When you move away from Polaris, you can't see it anymore. So I'll show it one more time. Hopefully we don't keep getting this question. But using a stationary pole star to prove a globe religion is patently ridiculous.
I thought you said you couldn't use this. You just said not to use this. It's not 100% accurate.
I get too far away.
Why would you use the video game?
I don't need to use this. It's just...
Then why are you?
Because I like the visuals.
Even though it doesn't accurate... Turn on Star Trails. Turn on the light path. Down at the bottom.
This is what the Star Trails would do.
Turn on the light path.
Dude, shut up and stop bossing around. You're in a duck costume, dude. You ain't no position to tell me what to do.
Absolutely. I made this duck costume from scratch.
Okay, great. Riveting. So... Then you move farther away. Here's at the equator. Now Polaris is at the horizon. So you'll see. Oh, crap. Wait. And then you get to the south and you see a point of rotation in the south. There you go. I already showed it the whole debate. You guys go watch the debate.
Turn on the light path. How ridiculous it is.
The duck man over here keeps bossing me around. Next question, James.
You're bossing yourself around? Nathan, this is making fun of you. It's doing a fantastic job.
Lester, you and men curse you and revile you and speak all kind of evil against you falsely, for great is your reward in heaven.
You going to quote the Bible?
We're going to jump to the next question. Thank you very much for this question. G. Gunn says, Nathan, what prevents the sun and moon from falling to Earth like all other objects if they're simply circling above the Earth?
That's a good question. Well, the Bible says, because I didn't make the sky, it says that, this is cool, that the creator Nathan, my word in Hebrew means to set or to fasten or to gift. So it says when he placed the stars in the firmament, he set them in the firmament, and he placed and set and fastened the sun and the moon in the firmament too. And the same word is used for the Jews when they do the tzitzis on their garment. It's on each corner of the garment, and it's right here. It's fastened. Oh, crap. Mine just fell off live. So these are supposed to be fastened, right? So that they can't fall off. But I've had this on there for like 5 years, and I guess eventually the knot got unwoven or something. But they're supposed to be natanned or set or fixed to the garment the same way that the sun, the moon, and the stars are fixed to the firmament.
You got it.
The star girl.
This one from Nathan Cummins says, I want to congratulate the host for keeping a straight face. Thank you. You mean from the duck costume? It's a nice duck costume. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
This one from. Thank you. And oh, we have one from McQueen. I'll remember your question. Don't worry. Thanks for that. And this one from IC Spin says, Nathan, did Witsit go to Antarctica?
Oh, yeah, I think he did.
Elizabeth says, ADHD, what are your thoughts on Dave's take on Star Trails? Is Dave Professor Dave, as he calls himself, or is it someone else?
No idea what they're talking about.
This comes up once in a while. I don't know if they're trolling me. This one from Slylock says, did I read this one? Nathan, if there's a difference between geographic and optical vision of the horizon, was it a geographic or optical view of your home? Never mind. Okay. Then, let's see. There's one from Joaquin. Appreciate your question. It says, if the Earth is flat, how do you explain equatorial telescope mounts and polar alignment scopes and clocks? All three would only work on a globe. How do you explain that?
Yeah, the wheel in the sky keeps on moving, so the EQ mount follows a fixed position in the sky as it moves above the observer. And to say we can't make clocks, bro, the Prague clock was made 610 years ago. That's 200 years before your gravity religion was invented by Newton, which was then superseded 100 years ago, because they're constantly having to morph and change your globe religion. As science and technology gets better and better, they have to change and morph and shift their lives, which is why 10 years ago we were told bottom-up obstruction proved the globe religion. The problem is,
oh, it still does.
The amount of bottom-up obstruction changes hour to hour, day to day. I demonstrated that with the infrared Tahoe observation on 4 different days. The bottom-up obstruction changed 4 times. So it's obviously not the Earth curve.
You
it's a straw man if you think that we don't talk about refraction, which we do. But continue to straw man, even though you know that you're straw manning, Nathan. Just how disingenuous you are.
James, if the question's for me, do we need the peanut gallery insults from the dude in the duck suit? I don't get it, bro.
You know,
absolutely you do.
It's good to, you know, like playfully jab back. But IC Spin says, Nathan, oh, we got that one. Hold on. And then we had a couple more come in just in the last minute. Otherwise, yeah, we are probably running out of questions. So we will. We'll probably wrap up, actually, as folks do want to say thank you very much for tuning in tonight. It has been a big, beautiful debate. Monday is when DebateCon 8's city location and date will be announced, and we're actually expecting the tickets page to launch as well. So if you haven't yet, I'm going to put that link for signing up for our insider emails list at the top of the chat. You can sign up and you will get not only that date and city of where DebateCon 8 will be, but also a discount code for the next DebateCon. So that's pinned at the top of the chat. But last question that just flew in, this one from Nathan Cummins, 6470, says, do you believe if you go too far out in the ocean that you will fall off the Earth? Love you, James. Thank you for your kind words. So they said, do you believe if you go too far out in the ocean that you will fall off the Earth, Nathan Thompson?
No, all water is contained. It's a property of fluid statics. Fluid statics is the study of water at rest. And if you look into fluid statics, water at rest, the shape, the level, the water is always level and horizontal. Doesn't matter what the shape of its container is. Now, you can't put water on an outside of a spinning ball and spin it, but you could put water in the center of a flat Earth with an ice rim around it. And if you Google what continent has the highest median elevation, you're going to see that Antarctica actually has the highest median elevation, which makes sense because it is the perimeter containing the Earth, containing the oceans, containing the basement of our universe.
cool story. Can you show water always being flat?
At rest? Yeah, I can. I can show you five specular reflections that have perfect mirror images. The only way a mirror image works is if you have the incident angle meeting the reflected angle. And there you go. There's five images of water at rest being perfectly flat. So how you like them apples?
I mean, you can get a near perfect reflection on a really, 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 really big mirror. In fact, most mirrors on your walls will bend from the force of the downward, whatever vector you want to call it. They bend more than the shape of the earth does. And so the mirror that you're looking at on a daily basis actually bends more than the claimed curve of the earth. So cool story, bro. Doesn't really matter for that.
This next question coming in from, we just had a new one, 2 moments via old page load.
James, your beard looks great, bro.
I appreciate that, Nathan. The Yerba Mate Talks says, after show on Yerba Mate Talks, open panel, let's discuss the debate. That's going to be a juicy, fun conversation, I'm sure. And this one from G-Gun says, Nathan, if the sun and the moon are circling, did I read this? If the sun and the moon are circling around the earth, shouldn't someone in Australia see the backside of the moon?
Oh, that's not, well, see, interesting. That if you look up at the ceiling's always facing you. So you never see the backside of the ceiling. You only see one side of your roof. So if you have a light moving across your roof, you're only going to see the front side of that light. And it's actually pretty interesting because the way the universe works, it's kind of like you centered. When you look at the sun setting, you can see this sunspots directly at you. But if someone in Japan on the other side of the flat earth looks at the sun, they're going to see the sunspots pointing directly at them. If you watch the moon set on the horizon over the Pacific Ocean, you're looking directly at one side of the same side of the moon as the people on the other side of the flat earth are looking at it. So it's really interesting. It's like the universe is you-centered. This goes for reflections too. You get your own reflection that goes to the sun. You look over, you can't see the reflection that your buddy's looking at, where the reflection goes directly to his toes. So reflections are point of view specific. And in my opinion, the sky is point of view specific. That's why all the celestial navigation was done on based on your zenith, your latitude and longitude. Then you make your calculations because it's you specific. It's where you are. So hopefully that answered that question, James. No, you did not ask that question already.
You should go talk to MC2, and he's got a whole thing about celestial navigation, how it's impossible on a flat earth. He's got money up for it. You should go prove that you can do it on a flat earth.
Riveting. Yeah, I'll get right
some money. Get some money. Yeah. Maybe it'll pay for your trip down to Antarctica.
Maybe. I didn't know I had one, but thanks.
This one from Do Appreciate Your Question. Are you going to Antarctica, Nathan?
Not that I know of. Not anytime soon. I looked it up. There's no good vegan restaurants in Antarctica, so I'm not planning on
it. So sad. Slylock says, I hope... Okay, never mind that. Nathan Cummins says, stand up so I can see the costume better and turn around if you don't mind. It looks good. You did a good job. I'm proud of you.
So here's the thing. It's only half. I didn't go like past. Oh my, I just knocked over my green screen. So I didn't go like past my waist for it. So it's just a hoodie. So it's like just. So pretty much all it is.
Wow. They want you to stand up and spin around. Bump chicka wow wow. But thank you for your next
question. That's a superior Nathan.
Oh man. Let's see. Let me just go to check this. MXXD says you missed mine and also want another one from GG UNS. Let me just see really quick if I did. Let me see. Okay. I think I got this one. If the sun and moon are circling, then Nathan, what prevents the sun and moon from... We got that one too.
I think that might have been like before you shared it, so...
What do you mean?
They may have commented that before you read it again, or read it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Touche. Let's see. And then let me check. I think that's probably it for our questions. So I want to say, folks, as I mentioned, thanks so much. DebateCon 8, we'll be announcing that this Monday is the plan. Check out our insiders list pinned at the top of the chat and in the description box. But with that, Nathan and Ammon, it's been a true pleasure to host you guys.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And folks, stick around. We'll be back in just a moment with updates on other upcoming debates. So stick around.